evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to this year's virtual banquet. I am Guillermo Robles. I haven't said who I am this whole convention, and I do apologize. I am the newly elected president of CCB, and I do want to welcome you all to this awesome event, where this year it's all about you, the membership of ACB. Tonight we are going to do some awards presentation as customary. And yes, we have been featuring our chapters that have submitted for Chapter of the Year awards. So we will get to know them once more, and we will have votes that will be taken. I ask that you be patient because this is a new thing that we're doing as far as the voting process is concerned. And I promise you we will get this down to a better science next year. But for now, this is no business, all fun. So before we begin, we have an icebreaker, and I want to thank Sarah for this. Because I think it's a wonderful idea, and since we're doing this banquet, you know, what a better icebreaker than to feature food, right? And partying. So the question for the night to keep in mind as we go through this evening, if cost was not an issue and you were planning a banquet or a big party, what would be on the menu? Who would be performing? So that is your icebreaker. And be curious to see what you all come up with. So without further ado, it is a pleasure to introduce our MC for this evening, who will be taking us through this evening's event, Steve Bauer.
Thank you, Guillermo, and hello, everybody. Hard to believe we're Saturday night already for this convention. But like Guillermo said, we're going to have some fun tonight. We've done a lot of weighty but worthwhile stuff, you know, elections last night and all the advocacy stuff and with rehab yesterday. We're going to have some fun tonight. It's going to be very informal. And, you know, we listened to what folks said last year. We were using a Zoom webinar. It was hard for folks to jump in and stuff, so we decided to do the banquet and some other things on regular Zoom this year. It's an experiment. A few things this year are experiments. So, you know, like Guillermo said, bear with us. Please stay muted if you're not talking. That would be a wonderful thing. But we've got some great awards tonight, and thanks to Margie and the awards committee for that. We are going to play, as Guillermo said, all of the Chapter of the Year awards. We'll do them like three at a time. And then when we've played them all, we're going to give you all a chance to vote. And just vote once, but, you know, and pick a favorite. And if you have two or three, and pick one this year, and somebody else will get it next year. So, anyway.
And we have eyes looking, so don't try to vote twice.
Right, right. And Lisa, our numbers lady, the amazing Lisa, who is so good with all things numbers, is going to count the votes for us. And so, yeah, we're going to have some fun. And, of course, Lisa's here, and what would a banquet be without door prizes? So let's do one right now.
Okay. Let's do one. So we're going to do a $25 Amazon gift card from Contra Costa. And the winner is, my fellow Fresno chapter member, David Alvarado. Congratulations,
right,
David.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And I forgot to mention when Guillermo threw out that question, if you want to answer the icebreaker, raise up your hand. We will kind of intersperse them in amongst the other fun stuff going on tonight. Door prizes and chapter of the year and all that kind of good stuff. And speaking of chapter of the year, let's go ahead and, Larry, if you got them, we'll do the first three right now.
The goal of the ACB Capital Chapter California Council of the Blind is to have something that all of our members can enjoy. We do this in several ways. First, we have three monthly events. Of course, we have our meeting. Then we have our monthly bingo, which does bring in a little money for the chapter, but is primarily for fun. We have cookies and candy and other yummy prizes and even the occasional goofy stuffed animal. Secondly, we do a lot of advocacy, whether it's with our transportation district, our county on a number of areas, and even city government as well. Finally, we work with our local senior center, a community of caring, otherwise known as ACC, to integrate our community into the services that they provide. There are items that are exclusively for blind and low vision members of the Sacramento community, like our game day. There are others that are targeted to our community, like walks, although they serve the other people in the community as well. Finally, we also help to integrate members and non-members alike into mainstream classes that the Senior Center offers. So our mantra, as I said at the beginning, is to have something that helps members and even non-members in our community, and I think we do an excellent job.
Hello, my name is Linda Samolsky, and I would like to nominate Active Blind Inland Valleys for the Chapter of the Year Award. We are small but mighty. Our chapter is comprised of two very large counties, so therefore it's hard for us to meet physically. We have found a way, though, and every few months we are all able to get together in Loma Linda, California, to meet at the Thai Spoon Restaurant for good food and good company. We also have members up and down the state, from Folsom to Santa Barbara and further south to Menifee. Last summer, we were instrumental in beginning the writing of a resolution to improve paratransit services for people who are blind and to include those of all disabilities. This summer, we are working on our Disability Independence Day celebration, and we will meet at the Civil Rights Institute. We are working alongside of Helping Hands for the Blind and Linguistics Communication Development Center. We meet every third Saturday and also have a virtual hangout before our meeting.
Hi, my name is Penny Valdivinos, representing Greater Bakersfield. I am the vice president, and what we're working on right now is trying to get the APS signals, which are audio pedestrian signals, in all the important intersections in town. We also have a family picnic every May to promote the help. And we work with the Independent Living Center of Kern County to mentor anyone that's going blind that goes there. And we also help them with, I call it recycling, you know, CCTs and stuff like that. So we do that. If we get a hold of one given to us, we make sure that they know it so that we can give it all out.
Thank you for those. And let us start with our awards. And I'm going to pass it over to Margie Donovan, our awards committee chairman, for the first one of the evening.
Okay. Sorry. Good evening, everyone. My name's Margie Donovan. And once again, I've had the privilege and honor to serve CCB as the awards committee chair. Unfortunately, neither of my committee members, Richard Rietta and Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker, could be here this evening. Catherine's on a trip celebrating her anniversary. I think it's her 30th. And I want to, for those that weren't present yesterday, just tell everyone who was inducted into the Hall of Fame. CCB has a Hall of Fame, and each year members are inducted into it, and there's some qualifications for that. You have to have been a member of the council for 30 years or more, and you have to have been a member in good standing. And yesterday it was Christy Crespin, Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker. Richard and I nominated her. She did not know that. And then apparently they turned around and did the same thing to me. And so I was inducted into the Hall of Fame. There was no collusion going on, trust me. I was very surprised yesterday. And now we're going to move forward with our remaining awards. And I just need to know, do we have, I'm looking, bear with me one second. Do we have anyone from Ron Alanis' office here yet? If so, please raise your hand. Okay, I'm going to move on.
They're expected at around 5:30-ish.
Thank you. Okay. We received quite a number of nominations this year, which is extremely exciting to us as a committee, because then we have to sort through and discuss everything and decide who's going to get what. So, the first – oh, I'm sorry. My Braille note, it just did something. Bear with me. Steve, do you want to read the first award? I want to acknowledge Steve. I asked him to help me so we're not here all night long with my slow Braille reading. Steve, would you go ahead and read the first award?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I've got the ones that you asked me to present, so I can
correct.
Do the first one. Okay. Well, in that case, let me proceed. And the first award that I have the pleasure of presenting is the 2025 CCB Merit Award. It is presented to Bill White in recognition of his longtime dedication and caring spirit in providing technology support and assistance to members for greater participation within Orange County, the chapter, and CCB. Bill, Bill White is in the room. Allison, if we can, or Bill, if you can unmute. And,
I'm unmuted.
Awesome.
I'm flabbergasted, but thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate CCB, and if anybody in CCB itself needs my assistance ever, I'm very willing to provide it.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you, Bill. And Bill's one of the most quiet members of his chapter, I have learned, but he does a lot to help his chapter members with their computers. Thank you so much, Bill. I will now present the Humanitarian Award. The 2025 Humanitarian Award is presented to Altarena Playhouse in recognition of creating an engaging theater experience, including hands-on exploration, hands-on exploration of stage and costume elements, and live audio description for patrons who are blind or who have low vision. That's it. So I know we have people here from Altarena Playhouse. Would you unmute, please?
Unmuted.
There you are.
Would you like to say a few words?
I would. I would like to say that it's been an absolute pleasure over the last couple of years to work with every single one of the patrons that I have been through. Originally, the idea came to me from Tony Lewis, and lots of inspiration from Vita, Judy, and Michael, and Frank Welty. Been kind of like the core people that have been with us on this adventure and really getting things working well for the process and making sure that we're making all of the necessary changes and updates to really get a good experience, not just theater, but a good theater experience. And then it's been really, it's been meaningful and helpful, and I'm enjoying every second of it.
Thank you so much. And as an advocate for audio description and a long time dedicated person to audio description, I was so delighted to see your nomination. And thank you for what you're doing for the blind and low vision community in the Bay Area. Steve, would you like to read the next one, please?
Yeah, actually, why don't we go ahead and do three more of the chapter of the year presentations right now, and then we'll come back and do some more awards.
Sounds great. Thank you.
This is President Patty from Bayview Chapter. As NCCD, many of our members are older. Some of our members were taught and mentored by some of the great leaders and founders of CCD, and we hope to gain younger folks by sharing fun and enlightening activities with others. We focus on advocacy, and because one of our members fell over a scooter, she worked very hard to bring attention to scooter safety. We value our members, and we want each to be strengthened and to achieve their potential while working to support the efforts of our state CCD to promote the good of all.
Good afternoon, all. I am Pamela Metz, and I'm president of the California Library Users of America, CALUA. We serve library users throughout the state of California. We work with the different libraries throughout the state of California. We discuss books. We discuss reading in Braille and print and audio. We discuss and talk to different authors. We also work on advocacy issues. We are working with the libraries right now on some of the issues that are affecting our state. Again, I am Pamela Metz, president of CALUA, California Library Users of America, and come join us at one of our discussions and have a great time talking about books.
Hi, this is Penny Valdivinos, the president of CCCLV, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. We have worked hard in doing a new constitution, getting it updated and granted since Bernice has passed. We have a Sunday chat on the second and fourth Sundays of the month. We also have membership meetings monthly. We like to hear from everyone, and we wanted everyone to know that anyone that is totally blind now that has proceeded from being low vision is welcome. Even totally blind people are welcome. We value all their input in all our meetings. And we meet on the first Monday of the month at 6 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't think we have the legislator here yet.
We do. They just joined us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if I can do that.
Yeah. So go ahead, Margie.
Somebody sing a song while I'm getting to my spot. Oh, my God.
Message received from...
Any hands while showing Allison?
No raised hands. Is that what you asked?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready. Sorry. Keep those hands up.
Go for it.
Legislator of the Year, 2025 Legislator of the Year Award, presented to Juan Alangas, Assemblymember, in recognition of his unwavering advocacy for the accessible prescription labeling bill, which is impactful for people who are blind, have low vision, or cannot read standard print. Congratulations. And if you would raise your hand, you would be recognized. And please say a few words.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I'm honored and for the award, but I'm even more honored to be able to run this bill through and make it happen. Actually, I was just talking to some friends about this bill today, and they were very excited just to hear about it. And when you're like, why didn't we do this earlier? And I'm like, I don't know. I just got up there last term, so... I'd be asking the same thing, but I'm so happy and proud that I could help make this happen. And please don't hesitate if there's any other ideas that could help with basically anything. And let our office know, let me know, and I appreciate all the hard work that went into it. I appreciate those that came up and testified. Very impressive, very proud of them as well. And so this was a team effort. So I thank you guys for making that happen.
Thank you so very much. This bill is so needed. I have been a longtime advocate on accessible medication, and both of my pharmacies provided, I'm happy to say. All right, Steve, you're up.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, yes, as a personal recipient of accessible medication, it's a wonderful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have something we can be very proud of here in CCD. We have one of our own, a low-vision member of the California legislature. And she happens to be Frank Welty's representative. So I'm going to ask Frank if he will speak. And she wasn't able to be with us live, but we do have a video from her. And so, Frank, if you can
unmute.
Good evening. Yes, there you are.
Yes. So Congresswoman Latifah Simon is starting her first term in the U.S. Congress. She has a long history of activism, and we're very excited about her because we have learned that she is a person with low vision. So we believe this is a person who has life experience that she can bring to her legislative duties to be aware of our concerns. And we are thrilled that she has made this step, and that we hope that we will be able to build a long relationship with her going forward.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, California Council of the Blind. This is Congresswoman Latifah Simon representing California's 12th Congressional District. I'm joining you virtually from Washington, D.C. Right now I'm sitting in our studio here in Congress. I'm wearing a black blazer and a blue shirt with my big old crazy glasses that have a vanilla frame, and I love my glasses. And behind me, there is an amazing picture of the United States Capitol. And I'm so happy and proud to be here with you all today, even virtually. As the first congenitally blind member of Congress, I am honored to speak with the California Council for the Blind tonight during your 25th state conference. And like many of you, being born visually impaired, I was presented with more challenges than I can count from an early age. You know, I remember my mother arguing on the phone day after day, going to the Department of Education, advocating for accommodations for me, you know, as early as kindergarten. I remember her tears, I remember her frustration, but I also remember the amazing educators that I had that moved me through my educational process. You know, I've never driven a car. I've always relied on public transportation. And for many of us, you know, these early memories and the everyday challenges that we go through, being raised with a disability, these moments inspire us. These moments have moved us to action. You know, but throughout my life, in organizing spaces, political spaces, and even in public service, I've carried these stories, our collective stories, with me. And those stories really have inspired me to work every single day to make sure that we have a space, not just at the table, but at the head of the table, where we belong. And I'm committed now, more than ever, for fighting for our disability community in Congress to ensure that we have the equal rights and opportunities that we so deserve at the local level, at the state level, and of course, here at the federal level. We know that this administration is coming after our rights. The Department of Education programs are being halted, and we know that those programs are incredibly critical to helping students, like many of us with disabilities, have the access and opportunities to learn. This administration, we know, is coming for Medicaid and Medicare, leaving people with disabilities, our elders, our children, without access to necessary care and opportunity. But every day, I am speaking up. Every day, we are speaking up collectively for the disability community, and we are pushing back. And I believe that we will win. Together in our fighting back, our voices will be louder than ever. So I want to thank you. I want to thank the council I want to thank you for your hard work. I want to thank you for gathering tonight, for your advocacy. Have a wonderful conference. Thank you so much.
Well-deserved award. Thank you, Frank. Community Service Award. The 2025 Community Service Award presented to Linda Samulski in recognition of her steadfast dedication, generous service, and meaningful action in support of CCB's mission and values, enriching the lives of people who are blind or have low vision. Linda, are you here?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say except thank you so much, but I love this community. I know that we've all gone through so many challenges, and it's challenge upon challenge upon challenge, and we just need to be kind to each other, love each other, and everybody, honestly, everybody deserves this award that participates in the community and that helps each other along with everything that we go through in this life. Thank you so, so much. It's very much appreciated, and I am just filled with humility. I can't even believe it. Thank you.
Linda, you are so deserving. I'll just throw in a little tidbit about Linda. Anytime Nellie or I am gone from our Friday Adjustment to Sight Loss peer-to-peer support group, Linda is willing to step up and fill in, and she has an extensive background of working with support groups. So I really appreciate you, Linda. And it was hard to keep a straight face on Friday.
Oh, Steve, my gosh. Thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
And, Steve, I believe you have the last award to present.
And, yeah, before I do that, let's go ahead and do three more of our Chapter of the Year presentations.
Good evening, and what a lovely day this is. My name is Andre Green. I am the president of the Glendale Burbank Chapter. There's some exciting things we're going to be putting in place moving forward, and I'm just hoping that I get your support, love, and understanding as we move forward in the 2025 calendar year. You know, some of the things we initiated was we have this You Cane Give, where we're reaching out to other blind individuals who have broken canes, unwanted canes, unused canes, and even new canes that we can give out to those outside of our country who can't afford or can use and are in need of canes. So it's a You Cane Give. A friend of mine has, he's also blind, out of Tennessee, who has opportunity to take canes to other countries for those that are blind and are in need of canes. We mail all those canes out to him. He fixes them and repairs them with his other team, and we're allowed to give back what was so freely given to us, because those canes in other countries are extremely expensive. So that's one of the things we've done. We're trying to incorporate other new members so that we can get more active in our community. It's important that we continue to give back to what was freely given to us. That's this new way of life. And other things we've done is trying to do socials where we can get out more. Although the pandemic did slow us all down, but yet we are fighters. We're go-getters. So we're encouraging others to come and join us in some of the social events we have near and far. We had an amazing Christmas party last year in December, and it was so exciting, and we had so much fun. Everyone left with a gift. Just to name a few things we gave away. We also had meal giveaways where some people won raffles where they didn't even have to pay for their meal. But that was exciting. Everyone enjoyed themselves. And so that's why I'm just elated that I'm the president, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of you in this 2025 calendar year.
These are the testimonies from the California Council of the Blind High Desert Chapter. Robert Acosta said, "Our chapter is composed of one major bond, and that is love. The problem of one individual becomes our problem to help them, and we do so. If the person is in trouble, we are there to help them." Al Jean Manning said, "We have a very thoughtful president. We do Sailing for the Blind events once a year, and she makes it very accessible and fun for everyone to attend. Nancy Unger said, members helped out when my friend passed away. They brought food to my house and socialized with me. It was very nice, a very friendly chapter where we all feel welcome. Lois Tarr said, blind people usually want to stay at home where everything is familiar, and it's wonderful that this chapter gives us the ability to get out and mingle with people. Bill Ulmer said, the chapter includes people from down the hill that find it hard to get transportation, and our club tries to include as many people in the events we hold. We have barbecues and great fellowship with wonderful chapter meetings that are easily accessible through conference calls, with jokes and prayers and a wonderful raffle. Overall, it is one of the best chapters in California Council of the Blind. Jordan Miranda said, we're so thankful that the Inland Empire chapter was able to merge with the High Desert chapter. All the people are very nice. It is a great chapter. And Adel Galvez said, I feel welcomed and warm, as well as the discussions are very informative and entertaining. I love the camaraderie that all members share.
Inclusive Diversity of California, or IDC, is now 4 years old. We believe a rising tide lifts all boats. Our focus is to lift up the concerns of Black, Indigenous, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific, Islanders, and other marginalized communities. But our programs are for everyone. We have held listening sessions on hate crimes, aggregate data's importance to a nonprofit, legal cases affecting people who are blind or have low vision and are incarcerated or face reproductive health discrimination, the history of deportation and people with disabilities, and fun games like Who Am I Anyway? Or Name That Tune. We have held seminars on Law 504 and the fight for disability rights, and on self-care and our mental health in turbulent times. We have something to help everybody while reaching out to communities who often are unaware of the resources available for people who are blind or have low vision living in California. We honor diversity while promoting unity.
Okay, and that was three of them. Thank you, Larry. So, Allison, do we have any hands raised of folks that want to maybe tell us about their dinner parties?
Yes, we do. We have a couple at the moment, and first is David Alvarado.
Okay. Just a quick question. I'm still thinking about it. But for the performer, do they have to be alive?
No.
Okay. I'll come back. Thank you.
Let the fantasies run wild.
All right. Next is Linda Samolsky.
Hi. I didn't catch the name of the first of the last three that you played, the first chapter. Which chapter was that?
It was the Glendale Burbank chapter.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I think my fantasy for a banquet dinner would be prime rib baked potato that would be loaded, and a nice banana cream pie for dessert.
All right.
Okay, next up is Bill White. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry, Linda.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Well, hey. If I had my choice and I were putting on a banquet, I would have chili rellenos and tamales and enchiladas.
Go, Bill.
Yo.
And I will just say, this is a long time thing with this man. Some of you may know Bill volunteered at Braille Institute for many, many years when I was working there, and we had many early morning conversations about good Mexican food for lunch or whatever. So definitely. We have any more?
We do. Joe Green.
We've got two for the price of one. You got Regina Brake here, too.
Yeah, we would go together.
Yeah,
Having a small fight over here, though. But anyway, you can go ahead.
Okay, well, I'd like to have shrimp scampi.
And I want prime rib.
And then I want roasted vegetables.
Yeah, I don't want no vegetables.
So we're not sure, but we do know we're going to see Pitbull.
No, we're not. We're saying no. We're going to go see Miley Cyrus.
Okay, they're both performing together.
Ah, whatever.
Anyway, we're having fun over here.
I hope everybody's having a great convention.
Anyway.
Okay, who's next?
Are you ready? Next is Nancy Younger.
Hi. I would like, Nancy Younger would like, a nice fat juicy piece of prime rib with a baked potato and a medley of, oh, yes, I forgot the main lobster tail with melted butter on the side. And, you know, there are a couple of restaurants have that here. And I would like to have a mixture, a medley of broccoli, cauliflower, and maybe zucchini, a medley of good vegetables, and even a nice side salad, and maybe a piece of chocolate, a German chocolate cake or something like that. Thank you. Wow, what an expensive banquet, right? Thank you.
Don't make me hungry.
I think it's too late for that.
Okay, next up is Christy Gressman.
All right, so Ed and I, again, you get two for the price of one. Ed and I would have, I'm going to add something to it. He would have prime rib. So a lot of us want to eat together because we want that prime rib. I want some shrimp, and I'm not sure. So maybe shrimp scampi would be good. And we would start with a beautiful, lush field green salad, with candied, walnuts and, other little
berries,
maybe some berries. We would have a nice sourdough bread made with real sourdough bread starter. Not all sourdough breads are equal. And we would have, for dessert, we would have a chocolate cheesecake. Oh, I forgot the loaded baked potato. That's right. And broccoli. So there you go.
I'm going to think what I'm going to.
Sorry. Next is Nikki Noyes. Noyes? Hope I said that right.
Nicolette Noyes. Nikki goes by itself. Thank you so much. Okay, I've already had my fantasy last summer during the ACB community. I mean, during the ACB convention, because Christy mentioned this the other day. I was one of the ones who went down to her home. She very graciously invited a bunch of us from CCB. And I cannot remember for the life of me what we ate, but we had such a wonderful time, the camaraderie, getting to know people. So I am thinking about that weekend tonight. And I am chopping up zucchini. I'm going to have some spinach and cabbage and some fried chicken left over from dinner with my son and daughter-in-law the other day. And a salad. So that's my dinner. And thank you so, so much. This is absolutely wonderful.
Next up is Deborah Armstrong.
Well, I'll say reality and then fantasy. So what I'm eating right now is the very first salad from my vegetable garden. And it literally, I'm eating it 10 minutes after I picked it. So that's really delicious. But now let's move on to my fantasy. So if I had unlimited money, I would buy the most expensive steak possible. Then I would hire a cook to cube it and put it on skewers. And then I would have another staff member go out to the farmer's market and pick the very freshest vegetables and add them to the skewers with the yummy steak. So people could just pop off their steak if they were vegetarian, or they could add more vegetables if they wanted to have that with their steak. But they would have total control of their skewers. And that's what we would eat for our banquet dinner. Thank you.
Debbie, I want to come to the banquet that you cater. That sounds good to me. All right. How many more hands we got, Allison?
We have 7.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, let's go through. Why not? Let's go for it.
Okay. Laurie Van Allen, you are up next.
My fantasy would be lobster, smothered with butter, escargot, which I absolutely love and a lot of people don't, a wonderful salad with apples and oranges in it, and I love sweet potatoes, so a very wonderful sweet potato casserole with fresh vegetables, and a wonderful carrot cake for dessert.
All right, sounds good.
Frank Welty, you are up next.
Well, my banquet would take about 3 hours because it would be an Italian-themed banquet. And if you've ever been to a proper Italian dinner, they do it in courses, and there is lots of talking, loud talking, and it goes on and on and on. So it's a lot of fun. So we'd have the pasta, we'd have the pasta course, and we'd get, and that would feature, Vita's mother's lasagna, which just so you know, there's no lasagna that compares to Vita's mother's lasagna, so you can't get it anywhere else. So it's just that, it's that good. And then there would be main course. There'd be two choices. One would be a nice seafood platter, and the other one would be like a chicken dish. And then, of course, there'd be the salad, because you got to have a nice Italian salad. And the dessert would either be tiramisu or it would be gelato. So there you go. Oh, and the entertainer would, of course, be Andrea Bocelli.
Okay, Larry Gassman, you were up next.
So most of what I'm going to talk about is stuff that I just did on the cruise going from L.A. to Hawaii and back. Because I did ribeye, and I would do it again. And I did a baked potato, and I would do it again. I did a nice salad. I did it again, and I would do baked Alaska again, assuming that in this fantasy I am not a type 2 diabetic. And I would also probably do escargot because I've done it on every single cruise. And in terms of entertainment, I probably would entertain, but I'm not sure that I could afford me.
Okay.
Zoom must have gone out.
It didn't.
Okay, no. Good.
Are you done?
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Jean Lozano, you are up.
I guess from my French Basque background, I would like to see a meal that would be soup, a dinner salad, and then barbecued leg of lamb and string beans. And on the side would be, in a patty shell, would be sweetbreads. And then we'd have the slice of cheese. And dessert might be apple pie. That I'd like to see, because those are hard things to find in most American restaurants. Thank you.
Okay, next up is Shauna Ray.
I would have baked salmon, garlic mashed potatoes, and for dessert, I would have a decadent chocolate cake.
All right, Diane Harms, you are up next.
I would have Italian food. You name it, it would be there, including pizza and just all kinds of Italian food. And dessert, all kinds of desserts too, including tiramisu. For the entertainment, I'd have Bruce Springsteen. And just all kinds of goodies. Thanks.
Donna Pomerantz, you are next.
Hi there. So, Mitch would want a Caesar salad with real anchovies. He would love to have a medium well filet mignon with a side of yummy, tasty mushrooms. And for dessert, if he has room, he would want creme brulee. And the entertainment at his banquet would be Bob Seger, his king of rock and roll. For myself, I would like a berry pecan salad to start. I would love just the most tasty, yummy, juicy lamb chops. And, with a little bit of that, just a wonderful side of garlic and butter mashed potatoes. And my dessert would be carrot cake. And my entertainment, I absolutely love Theo. He's wonderful. Thank you.
Millie Emerson, you are next.
Hi, I would have a Puerto Rican style banquet, and what that would include would be roast pork, Spanish rice, zesty pinto beans, meat empanadas, potato rellenos, and for dessert, we would have Spanish-style rice pudding. And for beverage, we would have coquito, which is like a coconut type of eggnog with spices and rum in it. And there you go.
David Alvarado, you are up next.
Okay. So, I would start out, because I've always wanted to try it, so we have the budget, so might as well. I think I'd go with some Wagyu steak, because I hear it's amazing, with a side of red mashed potatoes and fresh green beans. And then for my dessert, I think I would have to pick banana cream pie. I know someone already said it, but I love banana cream pie. And then for my entertainment, I'd go with Richie Valens.
Right. Jamie Gibson Barrows, you are up.
Okay, thank you. Well, what you all haven't done, and I'm going to little southern fry. So some super good original southern fried chicken. Get us some black-eyed peas. So how about some fried okra and some fried green tomatoes? And, of course, we have a huge, huge pot of gumbo. And we're going to top it off with dessert. We're going to have some peach cobbler. And our entertainer is going to be Carrie Underwood.
Hey, Jeff Tom, you were up.
So, I would have Thai food, shrimp, chicken, etc., with tiramisu for dessert, and I would be sitting at a table with no Dodgers. There would be Steph Curry, Steve Young, Buster Posey, and all of our wives.
All right, Vita Zavoli, you are up.
Thank you. I would have one of my absolute favorite dishes that I learned when I moved to San Francisco, and that is Bodine's clam chowder in a sourdough bowl. Oh, you get starch, you get your seafood, you get quite a few things out of there. And then I love the idea of a fresh green salad, because in Italy, you don't get salad first, you get salad after your main course. So that's how I'm used to salad. And then for dessert, I would have, and you've got to have it if you've never had it, from a real Italian bakery. It's called a rumbaba. Oh, it is like a sponge cake, but it tastes better than that. Completely soaked in rum. Oh, is, yeah. Thank you.
All right, next up is Livy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I love Mexican food. All kinds. My favorite is, I love enchiladas. Although, when I go to a new restaurant, I try to see if they have a taco salad, because that's my gauge. If I can find a good taco salad, I'm in hog heaven. And we used to go to El Polo Loco all the time. But the one that we had nearby us, it closed. So, I'm always on the hunt for a good taco salad. And, I especially love the bowl that it's in. Even though I'm diabetic, I would probably have to say one of my favorite desserts is my aunt used to make a killer strawberry cake, and I have not had it in years, but I can remember going back to Arkansas to visit my grandmother, my aunt, and she lived with her, and this was my dad's mom and sister, and she made a strawberry cake one year for my birthday when we were there. And, oh, my. And I have made it since. In fact, I gave the recipe when I was at OCB. And I know they mentioned performing, and I would probably have to say Barry Manilow. I've seen him twice, and what a showman he is. And he's, of course, a lot older now and doesn't sound like he used to, but wonderful performer. Thank you.
Hey, Pamela, you are up next.
Okay, now I have gone to Jamie's house. I have gone to Regina's house, not Joe's, Regina's. I have gone all over the state to get food. So I decided that I'm going to have a little bit of everybody's plate at this banquet. And we're going to have fun because we finna have Luther Vandross. We finna have Bruce Springsteen. We finna have everybody that we all love to hear sing. Yeah, hey, this is our fantasy. So we finna have everybody that we love to hear sing and perform.
Thank you.
And they may be dead, but hey, Ricky Ballin, Luther Vandross, let's go. But we have everybody's food on that plate.
No, no, no. Mm-mm.
So Pam, are you going to be the one swiping food off people's plate?
I don't swipe food. I just get my own plate. But it might be fun. You know, it might be. It depends on whose plate it is. But the chicken, Jamie got me on the chicken, though. Oh, my God. And the gumbo. Okay. I'm going back on mute now. I'm full.
Hey, Charlene. Ornelas? I hope I said that right.
Yeah, you did. Okay, I was starting off with a toss salad with all the goodies in it, you know, the cucumber, the whatever. But I would have them cutting it up small enough that when I take a bite of my salad, I'm not either getting a huge amount of salad, get it all over my face, or not getting any. I did that once in a restaurant, And everybody else at the table loved it because we had to cut extra small and use the chef. For the main course, I would have lobster and coconut shrimp. I would have twice-baked potatoes but on the side, but have them add all the good trimmings like the cheese and the sour extra sour cream and the green onions and all that good stuff. Vegetables would be a medley of steamed, so it's fork tender, broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, and whatever else ones would. The dessert would be a chocolate cake, a decadent chocolate cake, you know, like a lava cake maybe even, but have gelato served with us, so we'd have ice cream and cake. And enjoy. Oh, entertainment. I would go for Frank Sinatra, but he's unfortunately kind of tied up. That's it.
All right, next up we have Joshua Saunders.
Okay, this is Josh, and I like lots of different types of food, but actually what's sounding really good to me is I like a Caesar salad with lots of pepper, and after that have pesto pasta with shrimp and tiramisu for dessert. So that's what's called it tonight.
Okay, well, for the moment, that's all the raised hands. Oh, I spoke too soon. We have another one. Earl. Earl, you need to star six to unmute, please.
Well, I like Indian food, so I would have chicken tikka kebab.
Oh, we just lost him.
Indian food didn't like him.
We'll have to hear from the chicken tikka later, I guess. That was sounding good, so. Though.
Okay, well, shall we take another hand until he gets back?
Sure.
Stephanie, you may unmute.
Hi, everyone. I have listened for the last, 15 minutes to everything, and I love it all. But I'm going to have to go with the shrimp scampi, of course, started with a house salad. Shrimp scampi, rice pilaf, and the best steamed broccoli, cut just right, not big, huge pieces of broccoli. And for dessert, it'll be a little bit of a twist for my southern friends, pineapple upside down cake. And for entertainment, any jazz saxophone player will do. Thank you.
Right.
That's all the race stands for now.
All righty. Let's do a couple of door prizes.
Actually, can I throw in something here?
Yeah.
I was just wondering what our host's thoughts were on the matter.
And streamers.
And streamers.
Wow. Now. I think I'll just take some of all of what everybody else had. I keep thinking shrimp and lobster. That sounds good. And I love steamed vegetables.
Including the escargot?
I don't like that.
It really isn't that bad.
Oh, well, I might try it then, if you say so. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really given this a whole lot of thought. I liked mixed vegetables and rice pilaf and I don't know, something, maybe chocolate mousse for dessert. I love chocolate, so. And entertainment, I'd love to hear the Carpenters. Of course, Karen's no longer with us, but I like them, so.
Oh, yeah.
That would be mine, I guess.
Thought about them.
Sounds good. All right, Rick, let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. 2.5-pound baked stuffed lobster. Stuffed with crab and shrimp. And for entertainment, I'd have Lady Gaga.
Wow. That's awesome.
All right. Sorry, we're all inclusive in this bunch, so nobody stays out.
I mean, Gaga's about as talented as they come, you know?
Yeah, she's really got some chops.
Yeah,
she's classical, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sides with that, Rick?
What was that? Oh, what side?
No side.
Well,
there's probably no room for side.
No,
really. Not with a 2.5 pound.
I'll tell you one thing that doesn't. That you'll never find at one of my banquets is vegetables. Rice pilaf sounded awfully good, though. Right, I like rice pilaf.
All right. So you do a couple.
Oh. What about that big Santa Claus? What about, you're going to have part of that with your fancy, you know, that big Santa Claus from last year?
The 8-pound Santa Claus. You know, at Easter, they have an 8-pound Easter bunny, too. Yeah. We're still chewing on that Santa Claus.
All right, so let's do a couple of door prizes. Lisa's here.
I'm here. Okay, let's do $25 Starbucks from Bayview Chapter. And the winner is Suzanne Alley. Congratulations, Suzanne.
All right. Good. Do one more?
Sure, one more. Let's do this one, $25 for Amazon from GSGDHI.
I think that's mine, Lisa.
And the winner is Steve Bauer.
Oh my gosh.
Steve. All right. Go, Steve.
Hey. Well, cool.
Alrighty. Close. Sorry, Margie.
Are we ready for the final award of the evening?
I think we have two more.
You have two more? Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I
know we have one of the recipients just hanging out waiting.
Okay. Well, let's do it then. So the 2025 CCB Distinguished Service Award is presented to Charles Doris in recognition of his enduring service, strong advocacy, and visionary leadership to advance opportunities for students, library users, museum patrons, and the broader blind and low vision community. Is Charles here?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. And thank you very much. I don't think it's deserved. I think there are plenty of people more deserving than I am, but I appreciate the recognition, and it's been a pleasure to work with CCB and the other organizations over the years. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming. All right, and the final one, Steve?
Okay, and the final one is the 2025 CCB Humanitarian Award, presented to Alterna Playhouse in recognition for...
We did that one, Steve.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, I'm so sorry. I thought we
I thought
had...
there was one left.
It was down here below on the sheet, so I thought we had done it, but then it's like, oh, it's below... Okay, well...
It's a hanging participle.
Let me run the show. Okay, well...
I just, in closing out the awards part of the banquet, I want to thank Sarah and Guillermo for appointing me to chair this committee for the second year in a row. I want to again thank Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker and Richard Rada, who served on this committee. I want to thank Steve Bauer, who stepped in at the last minute willing to help out. And I want to congratulate all of the recipients. And I will say, as I said last year, this is the best committee in CCB. So let Guillermo know you want to serve on it. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Oh, all righty. Thank you, Margie. Okay, we have three more of the Chapter of the Year presentations, and then we get to vote on them. So, Larry, can we hear the last three?
Hello, everybody. This is Pamela Metz, and I'm chair of the
Sunshine
Committee with the Los Angeles Chapter of the California Council of the Blind, and we believe in paying it forward. The Greater Los Angeles Chapter members have been paying it forward and donating foods and goods and clothes throughout the Los Angeles area for years. The Greater Los Angeles Chapter believes that what we have, we can share, and what someone else needs, we can share. During the fires, I donated food and clothes to the San Fernando Mission and had them sent to the mission in Los Angeles to give goods to the people who were affected by the fires. Hello, again, my name is Pamela Metz, and I'm chair of the Sunshine Committee for the Greater Los Angeles Chapter of the California Council of Blind.
The San Francisco Chapter has been a pillar of the San Francisco and surrounding community for over 60 years. We were one of the first affiliates during the pandemic to start a chapter chat to keep connected to each other during lockdown and take care of each other. We also donated toiletries and personal products to blind people in San Francisco and in the East Bay, and donated such products to a local homeless services agency. Every year recently, we have held an event at the San Francisco Public Library called Hooray for Braille, where we educate the public about Braille and display different Braille products, and also hold a children's story hour and play various other fun games. We also have a student access grant that we award to students between the ages of 8 and 18. The recipients win products such as Braille displays, laptops, mobile phones, and other adaptive technology to meet their educational goals. We also have a dedicated advocacy committee that works on accessibility goals. We have speakers at almost every meeting, thanks to our dedicated programs committee. Just so we have some fun every once in a while, we have an outings committee where we go to baseball games, walking tours, the exploratorium, and other fun things like Angel Island.
Our chapter, the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, is proud of the strides that we have made to support the blind and low-vision community. We have 63 active members, and this membership continues to grow every year. And the reason for this is that our members actively invite others to join in on our chapter meetings. Our monthly programs include membership offerings, where our members share their tips, their tricks, their personal stories, and also their achievements. We also have weekly meetings where individuals check in to problem solve, to lend support, and most importantly, share lighthearted humor. For years, we have produced a monthly newsletter, the In Touch newsletter, that circulated to our members and to our greater community. This outreach helps us to keep members informed, to promote involvement. Being in Silicon Valley, we believe that it's important that we have a presence, and our website is to help us to promote the work that we do and to encourage our supporting government and city entities to learn about SVCB and CCB. One of the basic foundations of our chapter is mentorship and leadership. We actively support new members and learn about ways to be involved. This includes community work, running for the board, and leading task teams. We believe in giving back. For over 15 years, we have funded our annual technology grant. Individuals age 16 and older have been awarded grants that help them to pursue their academic, their career, and their individual quality of life goals. We also regularly donate to causes that promote the quality of life of the blind and low vision community. And an example of this is our annual sponsorship of the Braille Challenge. Social gatherings also help our members to bring their families, their friends, and their colleagues into our network, including our annual picnic, our holiday party, and our annual old-time radio events. Our work is not just about today. It's about building a better and more inclusive and accessible future for all involved.
All righty. So you have now heard all 12 of them. And pretty great stuff going on in our organization is all I can say. So I like that a lot. So what we're going to do now is you're going to have a chance to vote. In the previous years, the membership committee has named the chapter of the year, and Joe, Durini decided this year to kind of mix it, to switch it up a bit. And so we're going to have you decide and see how this goes. And as I said before, Lisa, our numbers lady, is going to cast your vote. So when I read each chapter, raise your hand if you want to vote for that chapter. Remember, only vote once. And Lisa, when you have the total for that chapter, don't say it, but just let me know when you have all the hands counted, and we'll go on to the next one. So we will start with the capital chapter, ACB capital chapter. I feel like I should have like Jeopardy music or drum rolls or something here to play. But... yeah, exactly.
And if everyone can keep their hands raised until I say okay, that would be great.
And the host will lower your hand, so you don't need to do anything.
Okay.
All right. Got that one. So next up is Active Blind Inland Valley is our newly merged chapter.
We're not a merged
chapter. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, you merged with... No,
that was
that's the wrong chapter.
Inland
Empire is what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I got that mixed up. I'm so sorry.
That way, there's two of us, so we're raising our hand verbally.
Got it?
So, Christy, hold on, I just want to clarify. Christy, you are saying two for both of you?
Yeah, Ed and me.
Okay.
With one raised hand. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm asking if I don't see any raised hands for either of you. That's why.
Ed, did you raise it?
Well, if I raise my hand, it'll only show one.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify it was going to be two. Yeah, because I don't see. Okay, so. Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Sorry about
next.
That. Okay, now I see you, Ed.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're in a household with one device, yeah, definitely let us know that. So.
Yes, good point. Thank you, Chris.
Hadn't thought about that.
I didn't either.
No, some of us isolate ourselves at the opposite ends of the house with two devices, but... anyway, okay, Greater Bakersfield...
Okay.
All righty. Bayview chapter.
Okay.
All righty. And next up we have... California Library.
Hang on a second.
I'm sorry, I was lowering.
Give time to lower hands.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've got them now. Go ahead.
All righty.
Thanks.
Kahlua, California Library Users.
Okay.
Okay, let me know, Allison.
They're lowered now.
All righty. Okay. California Council of the Citizens with Low Vision.
Just raise your hand.
And caught, because there's several chapters involved with this. But I'm going to do ABIV.
We should be doing affiliates and separate from chapters.
No. Just plainly simple.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So for clarification, we're taking votes from the same people for different chapters, or you can only vote one time?
You can only vote one time.
Okay, so you can only vote one time.
Start over.
Yeah, start over.
We said that at the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's one person that's voting again. I'm going to disqualify you. Okay.
Okay. And whenever you get up, Allison.
I've got him.
All right. Glendale Burbank.
Okay.
Wait for Allison to... Sure.
Okay, thanks. Okay, all the hands are lowered, Steve.
All right. Okay, the High Desert Chapter.
Okay.
All righty. Wait for the hands to go down.
Almost done. All right, they're all lowered.
Okay. Inclusive Diversity of California.
Okay.
All righty.
All the hands are lowered.
Okay. Greater Los Angeles.
So again, I just want to repeat, you can only vote one time. So there's one hand that already voted that's being disqualified. Okay.
Ready? And as soon as they're down, we've got two more.
They're all down.
All right. San Francisco.
Okay.
All righty. And the hands to go down.
Just a moment. All hands are down.
Okay. We're working your tapping hand raising figure thing there. So, okay.
This is fun.
And finally, Silicon Valley.
So again, you can only vote one time. Okay,
it's
one
the song says, we'll be watching you.
Only one vote is being disqualified because they've already voted. And hold up because we've still got hands going up on this one. Okay.
All righty. And now we'll at least tabulate the votes and play the imaginary Jeopardy music or whatever, and we will.
Wish I'd known, I would have grabbed it.
I didn't think of it, Larry, until like 10 minutes ago. So you know, it's
file.
There are going to be other conventions.
Yeah, it's one of those brilliant ideas that I wish I would have thought of when we were thinking about this, as opposed to when we're doing it. But hey, next year.
Okay, so do you want to know who just the winner is, or would you like to know
can we do third?
Yeah, let's do third place, second place, and first place.
And you can send that to Steve, Lisa.
Or you can just read it out either way.
Or you can do that, yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason to get too techie about this.
Okay, so we actually have a tie for third place with 5 votes each. ACB Capital Chapter and High Desert Chapter.
Right.
Second place, we also have a tie with 7 votes each, which is Glendale Burbank and San Francisco Chapter. And our grand prize winner with 10 votes is Silicon Valley.
Go Silicon Valley!
Yay, congratulations!
All right. Somebody from the chapter want to raise your hand and say hey or something. Well, congratulations. I don't know what I should look at.
Robert Ellis
Robert Ellis or somebody or whoever wants to step forth and claim the mantle of the chapter.
Now Roger Peterson has his hand raised.
The only one that's here?
No, there's others here, but go ahead, Roger.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Okay. I just have to say, I thank my Silicon Valley chapter folks for being here. And then also, Rob and I were laughing because somehow or another, the speed from my recording got speeded up. I sounded like I had 7 cups of espresso.
And it still took 2 minutes for the thing to be heard.
So I texted Rob and I said, please tell Alice to, you know, forgive me for speeding her up.
We enforce the rules, Alice. 2 minutes is 2 minutes. So
I love it, but I talk fast. But that I was laughing all the way through. But the meaning of the message was important. So thank you all.
All right. Well, this has been fun. So I enjoyed that. And can we bring on now the guy, I don't know if Doreen is here, but Joe Green is here from the membership committee. And thank you, Joe, for you guys coming up with this idea. This is a good one. And let him say a few words and talk to us about the happy hour, which is coming up after the banquet here.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say thank you, Steve. You guys were great hosting. Thank you, Lisa, too. Number one, this has been a journey. We did a reset of the membership committee back in January, and Sarah and Guillermo, you gave me a much needed co-chair. So I was Dorini Dobbins, and we worked hard figuring out which way to go. And Guillermo and Sarah gave us one directive, one goal, and that was to retain membership. So we took it back and we felt, well, what do we do that engages members? Friday Night Live does. So, but we weren't happy about the chapter of the year last year. So we got together with Sarah and Guillermo, and yeah, they didn't just talk the talk. They walked the walk. They worked with the membership committee, and together we came up with this idea. And I think it's just very engaging. We went from 4 submissions last year to 12 this year out of the 22 chapters. So I want to thank Sarah and Guillermo for working with us, but also want to, and I'll get to the hospitality in just a minute, but I'll just want to say thank you to all of our members of the membership committee, because I couldn't do it without you. Neither one of us can. That's out to Artis Basin, Jamie Gibson Barrels, Sam Hill Metz, Stana Ray, Vivian Younger, Larice Diamond, Christy Pressman, Nellie Emerson, and of course my co-chair Dorini Dobbins. Thank you. This is like our Super Bowl as I look at it, and I want to say thank you guys. You guys are the best. Right after this call, by the way, we were going back to the pre-convention Zoom, and it's not over. We have a hospitality hour coming up.
So you all could have gotten an email with that link. I did send that out just a bit ago.
And knowing you guys, it's going to be more than an hour, so that's all I can say. So, all right. Well, this has been fun. Well, thank everybody for coming. And
before we go,
yes,
I did want to recognize publicly this convention planning committee. It has been a pleasure to work with this group of people. It's been pretty cohesive for the last few years, and it has been an honor to have been co-chairing this group with Andrea, and we appreciate the feedback that you all have given throughout this whole process. And so I just wanted to recognize the committee publicly. And in no particular order, they are Gabe Griffith, Gene Lozano, Rob Turner, Pam Metz, Jeff Tom, Steve Bauer, Regina Brink, Joe Green, Lisa Presley-Thomas, Alice Turner, Phil Overdon, Larry Gassman, and, as said earlier, co-chair Andrew DePauls. Thank you to everybody for all your hard work. It's been just really super awesome to have things as timely as possible. There were some little glitches, but we're good. And I just want to invite everybody to our business meeting tomorrow. This is where the real work of CCB happens. So grab your breakfast, grab your coffee, grab your Celsius, your Red Bull, your Monster, whatever, because it's going to be a pretty jam-packed meeting. So see you all at hospitality.
And business meeting at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, Margie. I'm sorry, Margie has her hand raised.
Go ahead, Margie.
I just want to tell all those that your plaques will come in the mail in about a month. And knowing that we are a family, first and foremost, I want to let everyone know, unfortunately, Marvelina Quesada fell and broke her leg pretty bad and has to go into surgery.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So please send her and Chris some really good energy. She broke her fibula and her tibula.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Margie. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. And Allison.
Thanks, Rick and Allison.
Yes, and Rick and Larry and everybody else that was streaming and audioing and pushing buttons and all that kind of good stuff. That was great. I appreciate it. And we'll see you all at Hospitality and at the business meeting tomorrow.